This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar,
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with his wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And a group of Jews came in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, "Assalamu alayka ya Abul Qasim." So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Death be to you, Abul Qasim." This was the nickname of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet ﷺ calmly replied, "Wa alaykum," and to you. But when Aisha radiallahu anha, she heard this, she was so enraged that she said, "And may the curse of Allah and the anger of Allah be upon you," etc., etc. So the Prophet ﷺ said to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Slow down, take it easy, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes things that are in moderation, in gentleness, done in a gentle fashion." Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, "Messenger of Allah, did you not hear what they said to you?" They were wishing upon you death. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and did you not hear what I said? Did you not hear my reply to them? For their dua will not be accepted, but my dua will be accepted. This hadith, brothers and sisters, teaches us about a very important characteristic, and that is how to ignore, how to disregard, how to hear something that you may dislike, or something that you see, something that annoys you, something that bothers you, and you don't give it the oxygen that it's craving for. This characteristic, brothers and sisters, is an art form. And in Arabic, they call this at-taghaful. It means to deliberately disregard. Not that you don't know it, you are very well aware of what is going on, but you choose to not point it out or make a big deal about it. It's from the same root word as ghafla, heedlessness, which is a negative characteristic. But in this context, this is not ghafla, this is taghaful. This is to knowingly disregard, to pretend to not notice, to ignore. Brothers and sisters, this noble characteristic is something that all the previous prophets and messengers, they all practiced. You look at their lives, you notice that the number of verbal assaults and the way how they were harassed, the prophets and messengers, although it would affect them, but they didn't let it get to them. So they would ignore. Because sitting there and stressing and burdening yourself with the thoughts of others about you, that's not worth your time and your health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, what did the people of Ad say to Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam? They said, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَةٍ وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ These were like, you could say, the upper class people, the people in power. They said, as for you, we see in you a foolishness, safaha. Basically, they were saying, we think you are stupid. And we think that you are from among the liars. Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, he responded. He didn't lash out and say, that is false, but you are foolish, and add on the insults. No, he simply says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةً وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am not the one who is foolish. I do not have foolishness in me. But in fact, I am a messenger sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you are at work, whether you are at school, whether you are with family, with friends, or those you meet off the street, learning the art of ignoring these small things, these annoyances, it will get you far in your career. It will get you far in your relationships. Because if you are constantly listening to what someone else is saying, and you feel the need to have the last word, and you have to go and tell them off, and set the record straight, and show them who's in charge, and that you are right, and letting them know that they are wrong, you're going to live a very miserable life. You're going to live a life full of stress, always wondering who is talking about me, how are they thinking about me, do my colleagues like me, or do they secretly talk behind my back? Brothers and sisters, look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look how he viewed the mockery that came in his direction. He one time said to his companion, he said, أَلَا تَعْجَبُونَ كَيْفَ يَصْرِفُ اللَّهُ عَنِّي شَتْمَ قُرَيْشٍ وَلَعْنَهُمْ يَشْتُمُونَ مُذَمَّمًا وَيَلْعَنُونَ مُذَمَّمًا وَأَنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, are you not amazed by how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects me and removes from me the insults and the curses of Quraysh? So what the Quraysh used to do is that they used to take the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means the one who is praiseworthy, and they used to flip it in its meaning, and they would say Mudhammam. Mudhammam means the one who you blame. So they used to go around in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would curse Mudhammam, and they would mock Mudhammam. They're thinking that they're mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears it. He knows what they're saying. He says, look, are you not amazed by how Allah removes those insults and protects me from their insults? They are cursing Mudhammam, the one who is blameworthy. They are insulting Mudhammam. But I am the praiseworthy. I am Muhammad. In other words, they're not even getting to me because I'm not Mudhammam. I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tells us in the Quran that when people come to you with foolish things, you have to learn to ignore. And one of these characteristics Allah describes in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the slaves of the merciful, they walk on this earth in a humble way. And if the ignorant folk address them, they respond to them in peace. It doesn't necessarily mean that they say the word salam, peace to them. If you look in the tafsir, it says, saliman min al-ithm. You respond to them. It doesn't mean you ignore them completely, but you respond to them in a way where it doesn't incur a sin on yourself. Al-Ahnaf bin Qais, who was a tabi'i, he was known for having forbearance. And someone had a dispute with him, and he started insulting him. So he ignored him. So the man came in front of him and he said to Al-Ahnaf bin Qais, Iyaka anni. I am referring to you. I'm directing this insult to you, not anyone else, but to you. And so Al-Ahnaf bin Qais, he said, Wa anka u'rid. And I am ignoring you. So this man became enraged and he said, Wallahi la'asubannaka sabban yadkhulu ma'aka qabrak. By Allah, I will insult you and curse you in such a way that even when you are dead in the grave, this curse will follow you, and people who are left will still remember that diss, that insult of what I said. So Al-Ahnaf, he said, no, it's not going to go follow me into the grave. It's actually going to follow you into your grave because it is your action, not mine. In other words, don't sit there and burden yourself with what they think. So the man got even more enraged. He said, لو تقول كلمة تسمع مني عشرة. If you say one more word, I'm going to add 10 more insults to you. So Al-Ahnaf bin Qais, he said, and if you say 10 more insults to me, you will not hear even one word from me. Brothers and sisters, Umar bin Abdul Aziz was one time walking in the masjid and it was dark and he didn't see and he had his guards with him. And he ended up tripping over someone who was sleeping. And the man woke up, he was so angry. so enraged that he got someone kicked him by accident. He didn't know it was a Khalifa. He screamed at him. He says, "Anta majnoon? Are you insane?" Umar and the guards were about to pounce on him, and Umar ibn Abdulaziz, he stopped him and he responded to the man with full calmness, and he says, "No, I am not crazy." And he just went along with his way. So the guard said, "But you saw the way how they were treating you." He said, "I heard what they said. He simply asked me a question if I'm insane. And I said, no, I am not insane whatsoever." In other words, part of the way, if you want to be able to ignore, is to not think too much of yourself. He is the Khalifa, but he doesn't think too much of himself. And before we end with this khutbah, the first khutbah, I want to tell you of another interesting story, which is the third Khalifa of the Abbasi Caliphate, Al-Mahdi. He was in his court and he was listening to all the people coming and telling him and requesting things, and this person wants to complain about this person. And this one person comes into his court and he holds up this slipper and he goes, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, hadha na'lu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam." He holds up this slipper, God knows where he got it from. He says, "I have for you the slipper of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I hereby present it to you, O Caliph." The Khalifa said, "Bring it." So he comes forward, brings a sandal to him, and then he takes it, and then he kisses it, and he places it on his eyes. Then he tells his treasurer, he says, "Give him 10,000 coins, 10,000 silver coins." So this man walks happy, leaving the royal palace, thinking that, "Huh, I just fooled the Khalifa. I fooled the Khalifa." So he's walking away with his money, a bag of coins. And then afterwards, after he leaves, the Khalifa says, "Wallahi, I swear by Allah that I know that the Prophet ﷺ has never even seen those shoes, let alone even worn them. But why did I give him 10,000 coins? Because if I said, 'No, you are a liar,' he will go out to the public and say, 'I came with the sandal of the Prophet ﷺ and the Khalifa rejected it.' And the masses most likely will believe him even when he is wrong. So I purchased his silence with money and it was worth it." أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Brothers and sisters, learning to ignore things that happen in your household is the way of the Prophet ﷺ. And more often than not, the way how many of us were raised, we were probably raised by parents who were excessively controlling, and in fact, I would dare say control freaks. They are literally looking for faults to come and smack you. Looking for faults to criticize you. Looking for faults just to say how they're right and you're wrong. And threatening you. And we are conditioned sometimes to think that that's good parenting. Look at the way of the Prophet ﷺ. Look how he parented. Anas bin Malik served the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years. And in the way how he would serve the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ would never say, "Why did you do this and why didn't you do that?" He never said that to him. One time the Prophet ﷺ sent Anas bin Malik on an errand, and he was a young boy, so he said, "I'm not going to do it. Wallahi, I'm not going to do it." But in his heart, he says, "No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to obey the Prophet ﷺ." He went out into the street, and he got distracted. He saw some young kids playing in the marketplace, and he completely lost track of time. The Prophet ﷺ came from behind him. He grabbed him by the neck gently, and he said, "Ya Unais, O Unais," it's a diminutive form of Anas, to show love and kindness. He said, did you do what I told you to do?" He said, "No, I haven't." And the Prophet ﷺ was saying this with a smile on his face. He wasn't smacking him on the neck and saying, "How dare you disobey me?" Brothers and sisters, Learning to ignore also applies to the way how you treat your spouse. Sometimes your spouse might say something. You don't need to sit down and be like, I have to show them that who's in charge. It's not necessary. And I want to end off with this interesting story of the companion, Mughira ibn Shu'bah. Mughira ibn Shu'bah was a very smart and shrewd companion. And he wanted to one time approach this younger woman for marriage, but he knew that he was a little bit older. And there was this other young man that was coming. He also was interested in marrying this woman. So Mughira ibn Shu'bah, he thought to himself, well, there's no chance for me. She's going to go for the younger person. She's never going to go for me. So the woman said to Mughira ibn Shu'bah and to the young man, I will not give you my response until I hear what you have to say, and then I will decide. So she invited them over, and they were sitting in a room, and she was sitting in another place where they couldn't see her. She could see them and hear them. So they started talking. And Mughira ibn Shu'bah was very smart, so he's like, oh, how are you, and what kind of talents do you have? So this young man started naming all his talents. I can do this, and I can do this. I have this talent. And Mughira's like, okay. And then Mughira kind of stayed quiet. And then he said, how are you with your money management and finances? Remember, this woman is listening. So he said, nothing escapes, not a single cent escapes my gaze. Every single transaction, even if it's as small as a seed, I watch that money. He thinks he's so proud. Mughira ibn Shu'bah says, oh, well, you know, for me, I just have a bag of money and I leave it in the corner of the house. And the women folk just go into that bag of money and they take whatever they need and I just ignore it. And when the money runs out, then they'll tell me that they need more money. So I put another bag of money in the corner. When the woman heard that, she says, wallahi, I would not want to marry someone who's sitting there and nickel and diming me for every single cent. And so she says no to the young man, and she agreed to marry Mughira ibn Shu'bah. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في لبنان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة